whatever it is you want me to do.
Well, I can do it.
Okay, you got them.
All right. Here's this.
Thank you.
These, do you sign these two?
How are you, sir?
Absolutely wonderful. You?
Good, can't complain. Nobody'd listen if I did.
What was that you said?
See? Dave, if you want to slide over one, Chris is going to be online if she's available. It'll save me from throwing papers all the way across the desk.
Some legal stuff here, see if I can.
You may not want to.
I can at least look at it.
You're not going to make any decisions on it? Good morning, everybody. I'll call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for July the 13th, 2023. It is 11 o'clock. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related to.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. No public hearings, no old business, just straight into new business today. Farmer's Market Lot, Rolling Pig Pen. They have dates. Let's see, 7/13, 7/14, 7/27, 28, 8, 3, 8, 4, 8, 10, 11. All these are 11 to 2 p.m. She wants to try out Thursdays and Fridays to see which one's doing the best for them. They have been there before. Nothing is out of the ordinary on these, other than possible overlap with others, which they do all the time.
It seems to be, it's working okay though, right?
Jane, have you got any complaints? I'll say I've not been hearing any, so.
Okay. Being that's the case, I mean, until we hear any complaints, we'll address that down the road, but I'll make a motion to allow Rolling Pig Pen to operate during those dates.
Second that.
Motion and a second to approve Rolling Pig Pen. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Next on the agenda, we've got Lola's Modern Kitchen. Let's see. Lola's would like to be there from 11 to 2:30 on 7/12, 7/19, and 7/26. So they will be overlapping with Rolling Pig Pen, but again, not had any complaints.
All paperwork in order.
I was going to say, I'm signing my name, Jim. You're going to have to do something.
Yes, all the paperwork is in order.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. Well, I'll make a motion to approve. Lola.
I'll second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Peace Lutheran Church. And by the way, if there's anybody here to speak on any of these, speak up when I start talking, because otherwise I'm going to blow through them. So. Peace Lutheran Church, Carol Onken, July 16th from 10 to 3 and August 6th from 10 to 3. They would like to be in the Farmer's Market Lot. Jane, do you have anything else on this one?
They're just kind of having a little church festival type thing, and they don't have room within the lot behind their church because that's how people park. So they wanted to have it there since it was closed. And it will be from 10 to 3 both of those days.
Okay.
No conflicts with other.
Yeah, this is just a special thing, is it, Jane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any conflicts. With that thought in mind, Jane, you might make sure how much space they do need.
Okay.
On that one.
She kind of said that it would be more toward the grassy area.
Okay.
Than towards the awning, but I'll still.
Okay, so they're not going to need the whole lot then, they're just needing part
probably
of it.
Probably not.
Okay. We might just make sure of that in case we do get a request for the same time.
That's it. I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, next on the list, special request. The Pacey Apothecary's 1-year anniversary is coming up. Congratulations, Pacey's. Let's see, they would like to do temporary fencing on the sidewalk at 125 West Second Street from 11 to 1 on July 29th. Sorry, I was reading the wrong sheet. This is the setup they've done before. The temporary fencing is for a beer garden. They do get all their approvals from the proper state level authorities as well.
Getting to be several temporary fencing in downtown.
That's, yeah, seems like every 6 weeks or so we've got another one.
Everything seems to be in order apparently, so I'll make a motion to allow Pacey to operate during that time frame.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations on 1 year's Pacey's. The Seymour Evening Lions Club would like to do t-shirt sales again for Scoop the Loop. Let's see, August 3 to 9, August the 18th at 2nd and Walnut Streets, and 1 to 9, August the 19th at the Museum Center parking lot. They have done this in the past. They seem to do a pretty good job. I'm not aware of any complaints previously on it. And I know this is a pretty good fundraiser for them, so.
I'll make a motion to allow the Lions to sell their Scoop the Loop shirts.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, speaking of Scoop the Loop, we have a request from a Mr. Aaron Hayes. Seems like a questionable last name at least. August the 19th for Scoop the Loop, 6 to 11 p.m. He would like to close 3rd Street between Walnut and Chestnut, so right outside City Hall here. And then he would also like to close the right turn lane at the corner of 2nd and Chestnut. He would need cones and barricades, and he lists here that this is to help the flow of traffic. I was getting ready to look at Jim and say this, but Jim's a transplant from somewhere else. Dave, when you scooped the loop, you guys did it differently than my generation did, and when you put all those generations together, it gets a little tricky.
Yep.
So this is trying to help traffic flow smoother. We did this last year. Did we do it 2 years ago?
Yes.
So we've done it the last couple years at least.
Yeah.
So
it does help dramatically with traffic.
Okay. Assistant Chief, you got any thoughts?
We'll be there if there's any issues.
See what happens when you sit right in the corner? I don't even really look. I just know who should be sitting there.
Yeah, who's sitting there? Change it up next time.
Yeah.
Seeing how it's worked in the past, I'll go ahead and make a motion to allow it to work again.
Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Assistant Chief John Watson.
Got a white car too.
Just for the record, Jeremy Gray was correct on what color your car was this morning, because I thought you drove a gray one.
I didn't even know what color it was. I get some of those winnings, right?
You do.
All right. I text you that answer before you got it. All right. I'm requesting the approval to hire James Jerry Couch, William Dishman, and Ryan Baker as police officers of the Seymour Police Department. They will fill vacant positions left by two officers that we have retired and one resigned to went to another agency. All have met and passed all requirements. Couch and Dishman are both current dispatchers for the Seymour Police Department. Did a great job and will be a great fit, I believe, to our agency. So with your approval, they will be sworn in on Monday, July 17th, once Chief O'Brien returns.
What was the last name?
Couch, Dishman, and Ryan Baker.
Baker, thank you. I could not think of. Any questions?
None here.
Nothing for me.
Okay. Hearing no questions, I'll make a motion that we hire him.
Second that.
All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Thank you.
Congratulations, and I'll see them all on Monday.
Monday.
We need to update the leases for Seymour Main Street Leadership, Jackson County, the Seymour Housing, and the Seymour Housing Authority. Chris has reviewed the lease agreements, updated some verbiage in them, nothing major. All three of these organizations have been here for extended amounts of time already.
Just a formality.
A formality, yeah. I mean, I did tell Bree, did she make it? I gave Bree a heads up that, you know, we might encourage doubling her lease. She felt like $2 was sufficient if that was the case, but of course she would like to keep it at a dollar if possible. So, Chris made it.
She looked happy.
So, any questions on leases?
No questions for me.
Any questions from the audience? Hearing none, I'll entertain any motions.
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve updated leases. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. These do require all three of our signatures, so I'll start them around the table here. City engineer Bernie Hausberger is taking a group of 4-H'ers south. So, Dixon, are you talking about this one or am I?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so CCMG 2023-1.
I've heard that before.
We opened bids 2 weeks ago today. Bids came in less than engineers' estimates, which is always a good thing. The company that got that award, correct me if I'm wrong, Chad, was Max. Out of New Albany, yes. And today we just need to approve signing that contract. Any questions? Thank you for not having any super detailed questions, because I didn't stick that note in front of me because I forgot Bernie wasn't going to be here. So, anybody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to allow
Max
to do the paving.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Mac. Thank you for everyone that did bid on that one. It was a competitive process this year.
We've seen.
Yeah, no, it really was. I mean, that was good. Clerk, assistant clerk, first, what are you, first clerk, Nancy?
First deputy.
First deputy. We're up to you, Miss First Deputy.
Okay. I have, well, it says I have a sidewalk permit, but I don't know, curb cut. I don't see it.
I'll look for it while you're...
Okay, I have sewer requests, sewer adjustment requests. Tara Johnson, watering and irrigating lawn for $3,276. Mary James for pool fill, and her adjustment is $8,736. And Montana Engle King, no, it's not a big number. It's, can't read what they're writing. Something, water leak underneath the house, and oh, it is a big number.
I was going to say, what are you calling a big number?
We agree.
It's for $1,610.16.
Big water leak.
How long would that have to go?
A while.
Oh, this
months?
Is a.
No, because you can only go back so far.
Oh.
3 months is the...
Because we have a water leak when it got so cold, mm-hmm. And ours was $600 for, and we caught it within 3 weeks, so...
That's a pretty quick then,
it
yeah.
It does add up pretty quick.
Oh, it looks like there was two water mains underneath the house, and one of the one that was capped off came loose and broke, causing it to leak.
That would be a pretty substantial leak.
So, that's what that one is. And
okay.
Then John Vinson for adjust for a pool fill, $17.
Any questions on sewer adjustments?
Nancy, they all meet criteria, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Darren has initialed them.
Okay. With that being the case, I'll allow the four sewer adjustments to go through.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Nancy, you want me to do these curb cuts, because there's actually four of them?
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
First one is Williams Construction, and this one is just more of a notice for the record type thing. They're replacing the sidewalk. Dave went out and did the inspection, agreed with what they were asking for. And then this one was voted on via email. Next one is Kyle Stuckwish, same process. This one is a new sidewalk and a driveway at 319 East 2nd. Sorry, I didn't give you the address on Williams, 514 East 4th. 319 East 2nd, which would be right behind George's, I believe. New sidewalk, driveway, and driveway entrance. Again, reviewed by Jeremy on this one. Okay. David Schlatterer. These next two are ones that we actually need to approve. We haven't voted on. David Schlatterer, 151 West Harrison. July the 17th is when he expects to begin. He wants to replace and fix the driveway. JG has went out and reviewed this one and gives it his seal of approval. And the And last but not least is Christy Becker, 306 Western Parkway. They're doing a new driveway, and JG has reviewed this one as well. So I would entertain a motion related to Christy Becker and Dave Schlatterer.
If all of these are in order and if all the paperwork, I'll make a motion that we approve.
I'll second that.
Motion to approve and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, so that's got those done. Okay. Miscellaneous business. Covered Bridge Barbecue would like to renew and continue to sell their goods here in the city of Seymour. They do smoked meat and barbecue, no frozen novelties. They do have drinks as well. Application fee has been paid, certificate of liability insurance is attached, photocopy of the inspection, printed photo of the mobile vehicle, this is a trailer, and a driver's license, and last but not least, the retail merchant certificate. Appears that everything is in order for this renewal.
We haven't had any complaints?
I don't know of any on these guys. Yeah.
That's Covered Bridge, right?
Covered Bridge.
With that being the case, I'll make a motion to renew Covered Bridge's license.
Second.
Motion and a second to renew Covered Bridge. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, last but not least, any miscellaneous from the board?
Nothing here.
Miscellaneous from the audience? Mel?
No, I'm good.
Or Stacy? Sorry, I did not put my glasses on. Go ahead, Jane. Give me grief for that. Yes, Stacy. Come on up.
Knocked over a tree at Geyser Park. It hit the Geyser Park restroom and left multiple holes in the roof. We have two bids here to replace the roof. The roof is actually aging anyways, but we are going to switch from a shingle roof to a metal roof. So. We have two quotes here, one from Amish Roofer for $9,410, and then we have one from a local construction company, Ernest Construction, for $4,500. So we would like to go with Ernest Construction. Park Board approved it on Monday.
And both are metal roofs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
With the, fascia.
Okay. Any questions?
No brainer to me. I'll make a motion to accept Ernest's bid for the roof.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Dixon.
I just wanted to add, not only the 23 CCMG came in under estimate, we just got word from the state it's a little early to announce, I guess, but
go ahead.
We're also lower than the estimate as well for 4th and O'Brien Street. Nothing is definite yet because they have to go through that contract and make sure everything looks good and all the legalities are right. But we, I think we came in at least $7,000 under the assessment, so it's great. Okay. The other guys were quite a bit higher, so Amara really wanted this job. So.
That was the 2018 or 19 engineer's estimate?
19.
Yeah, so nice to be under.
Yes, sir.
Under on something that's that old. So.
They gave us a deal on this one. So.
You may have just jinxed us. You know that, don't you?
Well, they'll find a problem in the contract.
It's kind of hard to speak so early, but.
You walked up there.
We're letting it stand, so.
Maybe you ought to just zip it.
Story to come later. Okay, what other stuff we got going on? Eric, you need to present anybody anything? Or?
I don't think so.
Okay. John's done his part. Kelly, you got any? No, Mel. Jerry, you good back there? January, y'all good? Okay, fine then. I guess I'll do the next part. So last month, at the last Board of Works meeting, we usually do anniversaries in the second meeting of the month. But, you know, lo and behold, the guy that is the longest employee of the city of Seymour right now was not available. He ran away from town to dodge everything. So what do? We do it at the next meeting. So 40 years, Brad Lucas has worked for the Seymour Fire Department. I don't even want to try to go into tons of things because there's too many to talk about in your career. 12 years as chief, 5 years he's been volunteering for Supporting Heroes. Great asset to our community, great asset to our department, and obviously a great asset to our city. I look forward to working with him after his retirement. He will actually be sitting a couple seats over as Council District 5. So Brad, thank you for that as well.
He's running? Are you?
You decided running?
Oh, wait a minute. That's a good point. You're an independent. but no, I mean, all joking aside, Brad, I will add one story just for entertainment purposes. Maybe I should let Jeremy tell the story in all reality.
You're
not. Go ahead. So anytime a guy that's been on the job for 40 years gets back in the truck and looks at everybody and goes, "That's one for the record books," it sticks in your head. We were out the other day to do a detail at Girls Inc. You know, I basically called Chief and said, "Hey, when was the last time you drove a fire truck?" And he's like, "Hey, it's been a minute." Well, great. Let's take Engine 14 and head up to Girls Inc. for this. And so Jeremy, who loves to hang out with Brad and I, came along. And next thing you know, we're on a medical run in a reserve engine. The look on the face of the crew that was responding from the other direction was priceless, probably the most entertaining part of it. But, you know, it sounds like the start to a bad joke when you say the fire truck pulled up, the chief, the mayor, and the building commissioner jumped out. All I could think as we were pulling up after you'd asked Jeremy if he knew CPR and you told him he could learn was we're in serious trouble because Brad is the only trained professional on this truck. I've told you guys for years, all I'm good for is picking stuff up. So Brad, thank you. Come on up, though, because we do have a couple gifts for your 40th anniversary. First one, presented by intern Kelly Wascom.
Oh, my favorite.
Your favorite intern, or?
I like both. Maybe.
It's not actually.
It's not the extra word?
No.
Oh, my. It is festive, though.
Yep. Yay! You do not have to show
that. Coconut drink.
Eat it all.
I thought you were supposed to take that to the face.
That's a waste of a good coffee when I was making
it. I'm thinking you take it home, though, because if it goes to the station, you're going to get a sliver of
it. Is it coconut drink? What is it?
Coconut.
It's not going anywhere but home. Mr. Potts is coming over tonight.
Now, the other part, though, is what do you get a guy that's been around 40 years? Because, you know, we do hand out gifts for anniversaries, and I'm glad that we do, but what do you give a guy after 40 years? I mean, you want to try to find the right thing. If you remember back several months ago, we had to sign a, what are those called, non-disclosures for one of our city employees because he was doing a special project. Dave Newcomb.
created something that I hope is a great memory for you and your time. We did not frame it, though, because we didn't know what matched the house.
That'd be Cindy.
That's, okay, so Cindy, you get to figure out the frame.
Whoa.
But we thought Station 2 was a very right thing to give you.
Absolutely.
So congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
It is truly awesome. Appreciated.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
You got that?
Okay. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And there's a bag back here if you want.
Great.
And now it's your chance to speak.
Dave did this.
Yeah, he's talented.
He is
very good.
He is amazingly talented. But the floor is yours, Brad. Feel free.
Well, yeah, it was 40 years, June 26th. So my app on my, I think it says 2 months, 16 days, I think. It goes all the way down to second, but. Like the mayor said, actually the truck we was driving, I've been here a year longer than that truck's been here. So, and it's an 84, so 1983 is when it started. And I don't know, you don't do something that long because you don't love it. And the last 12 years, because I could barely get in that truck, it really was a struggle, but they're so high. And that's an old one. But yeah, the last 12 years sitting in the chief's chair has just been, I'm going to hate to leave it, you know, but Eric's going to do a good job with it. Just appreciate the opportunity to be with the city that long. Thank you all.
Thanks, Brad. And if there's no other miscellaneous business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned.